Florida has more than 102,000 inmates in its prisons, and about a third is expected to return to prison following their release. The state has searched for ways to save money by lowering its recidivism rate, in part by getting inmates the treatment needed to contribute to society. Last year, a bill allowing nonviolent offenders to have their sentences reduced if they completed drug rehab made it to Governor Rick Scott's desk. But Scott refused to sign it, citing the state's rule mandating offenders serve 85% of their sentence before they're eligible for parole. Similar prison reforms came up again this year, including an idea that U.S. Attorney General Eric Holder recently announced he wants to implement on a federal level.
I have mandated a modification of the Justice Department's charging policy so that certain low-level, nonviolent drug offenders who have no ties to large-scale organizations, gangs, or cartels will no longer be charged with offenses that impose draconian mandatory minimum sentences.
Holder says he wants to leave that discretion up to a judge following a careful review process. That's similar to a bill authored this past session by Plantation Democratic Representative Katie Edwards. Edwards' bill would have changed some of the state's sentencing laws and allowed a judge to differentiate between drug traffickers who need to be put away and addicts who just need treatment.
So my bill responded to some of these concerns with our skyrocketing cost of corrections and said, you know, let's recalibrate and look at some different ways that we can let that first-time nonviolent offender who's caught with just a few pills raise the weight threshold, divert that person to drug court, get them treatment, and let the person who's caught with, you know, 28 pills, let that individual then look at facing potentially 3 years in state jail.
While it had bipartisan support in the House, Edwards' bill died in the Senate. She hopes to bring the bill forward again in 2014. But Edwards may find herself up against state prosecutors and law enforcement who remain opposed to her approach. Florida Sheriff's Association Executive Director Steve Casey says Edwards' bill could hurt the progress the state has made in recent years in the war against prescription drugs. And he adds prosecutors already have that discretion.
Not everybody who's arrested for prescription drug trafficking is actually prosecuted for that. So the state attorneys have the authority to review the case, determine whether this individual is a first-time offender, whether they're a nonviolent offender, whether anyone's been harmed in this particular circumstance, and determine, you know, what diversion may be appropriate.
Instead, Casey argues the Department of Corrections needs more money to help inmates serve out their sentences and enter long-term treatment programs. But Casey acknowledges that's going to cost the state more money up front.
If we're talking about putting more programming into the facility to address some of these issues that these folks have, and those dollars aren't there now, that might be viewed as a cost increase. We feel it's kind of a wise investment to go ahead and address that problem head on and try to fix it as opposed to just warehousing and then releasing back.
Barney Bishop and his group, the Florida Smart Justice Alliance, also wants to place an emphasis on reentry and rehabilitation programs for inmates, but his group's approach is a bit different. Bishop convenes business leaders to find cost-effective ways to improve public safety. Bishop's group proposed creating a reentry facility and asking the Department of Corrections to create incentives so private providers will want to participate. The so-called Smart Justice proposal was later watered down to exclude that component, leaving the measure with two parts: ID cards issued to inmates upon their release to make it easier for them to reenter society, and encouragement for the DOC to establish more of what the state calls faith and character-based institutions. The bill later died in committee, and Bishop is in talks with a couple of lawmakers to try again next year, even though he still believes his original bill could save the state millions of dollars.
There's something there for the Republicans and fewer crime victims, and there's something there for the Democrats that talks about helping people to not become criminals again. So it's not a soft on crime approach, it's a tough on crime, but let's be smart on how we spend our money so that we get the best bang for the buck.
Bishop anticipates some resistance from Shalimar Republican Representative Matt Gaetz, who was not a fan of the bill last session and chairs the House Criminal Justice Subcommittee. Meanwhile, Edwards' bill may have a better chance next year. She says she's working with Gates, and her Senate sponsor is Fleming Island Republican Senator Rob Bradley, who chairs the Senate Budget Committee for Criminal and Civil Justice Issues. The bill forecasts $20 million in savings over the next 5 years. For WFSU News, I'm Sasha Cordner.